views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been meeting some very interesting people along my travels here, sharing this information about, energetic solutions, creative solutions to people's problems. And normally what I do is I use this show as a vehicle for people to call in with some of my favorite energy practitioners. And we do love to have you call in. However, on today's show, I have a very special guest, a fellow Canadian, that I want to give the floor to. So we are not going to be taking calls today. Because I want to give him an opportunity to share his very, very powerful and very interesting story. My guest today is Garnet Schollhauser, who is a retired lawyer who lives near Victoria on Vancouver Island. That's a beautiful location in Canada, with his wife, Kathy, and his little dog, Abby. He grew up in Saskatchewan, just like me, and moved to Calgary, which I did also after law school. And then he practiced corporate law for over 30 years with two blue chip law firms. After retiring from his law firm in 2008, he began his new career as an author. And his first book, Dancing on a Stamp, was published in 2012. Since the release of his first book, Garnet has been active with book signing tours and speaking engagements and has been a frequent guest on radio talk shows. In Dancing on a Stamp, Garnet recounts how his life dramatically changed one day in 2007 while still practicing law when he was confronted on the street by a homeless man named Albert, who is actually a wise spirit in disguise, who revealed startling new revelations about our soul journey on Earth and the afterlife that awaits us. His second book, Dancing Forever with Spirit, describes his most recent adventures with Albert, who appeared in his bedroom one night to guide him on a series of out-of-body adventures to the spirit side and other parts of the universe to demonstrate the urgent need for us to discard the dark side of humanity in favor of love and compassion. Hello, Garnet. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hello, Colette, and thank you for having me.
I love this. I love the fact that you are writing these books. I love the fact that, that you were in the corporate world as a lawyer and had this experience and are following kind of what you feel is the right way for you to be right now. Like, before I started talking about your book and what drove you to write it and want to share this information, I just have to ask you, like, what an experience that must have been to be a lawyer in the corporate field and all of a sudden be going in this direction. What was that like for you?
Well, it was a total change of course, an amazing transformation, actually, because I was, as you say, I was a corporate lawyer, had been doing that for like 34 years. It was very straight-laced kind of a person. Never talked about spirituality or metaphysics or anything close to that. And all of a sudden, my life just sort of changed that one day when I met this homeless man, and it was an amazing transformation. And I've gone off on a different path, a path that I think I was intended to be on. And I'm very very happy to be on that path. I don't miss practicing law at all, and I'm quite happy to be where I am.
What's really interesting to me is that I find it absolutely, beautiful that, on here you are in the corporate world as a lawyer, and you're in from Saskatchewan. And as I said, that's where I was raised. And I moved to Calgary, in my 20s, and then moved away and moved all over the place for, I've been a lot of different places in Canada. And right now I understand you live in Victoria, BC, or close by. Now that's more of the people in British Columbia have a tendency to be a little bit more open-minded about this stuff than the people back in Saskatchewan and Calgary. What did your colleagues and everybody think, or did you tell them what was going on at the time?
Oh, no, I never told anyone about my encounter with my spirit guide. I certainly wouldn't tell my law partners or colleagues or clients, because I thought they would for sure think that I had lost my mind. So I kept very quiet, very mum about it. And in fact, I didn't even tell my wife and my sons until after I had retired, and I slowly let it dribble out about what I was that I was writing a book and what it was about. So my family was very supportive. My wife was very she's very spiritually minded. She's had a couple of spiritual encounters with her deceased mother and father, in the past, and so she's very much in tune with that. My law colleagues, I knew that I expected a lot of them would really think that I'd become senile. After I'd written the manuscript for Dancing on a Stamp, and I'd never told anyone until I actually published the book, but I was struggling with the idea. I'd finished the manuscript and I thought, should I publish it or not? Or should I just throw it in a drawer somewhere and for it never to be seen again? So I struggled with that because I knew I'd lose a lot of people. Finally, I just decided I had to come out of the spiritual closet and go ahead and get it published. And I did. And some people were very good. Some of my colleagues sent me emails saying, good for you to have the courage to do what you did, and please keep on doing what you're doing. Others just shunned me, like some of my former partners and colleagues. Haven't heard from them. They haven't talked to me. They haven't said to my face they think I'm crazy, but I'm sure they're probably thinking that. But
well, I have
so
to tell
I
you.
I lost some, and I gained, but I gained many new friends. So
I have to tell you, I really, really admire your bravery in this, and thank you for not throwing that book in a drawer. And there's people out right now on this planet that are experiencing this. I experienced it myself, and it's extremely challenging, to be in this position where you feel like you are receiving this information and you feel that it's important to share it because it's coming from your heart. And at the same time, I'm thinking that people are going to think you are for sure insane, as you said. I have a good friend, and what he says is if you say insane really slow, then it's not a bad thing. So
I like that.
So I really, I before we're going to have to take a quick break here in a minute or so. And so I just wanted to put that out there for anyone listening in right now that, if you're experiencing this, you are not crazy. You are getting in touch with your intuition. And it's important that, those of us that are brave enough to speak about it, recognizing that maybe we will, we won't resonate or vibrate with the people around us that we used to, but new people will come in that we do resonate with. And so I just felt like this is really important to share for those of you hearing this right now that are maybe experiencing this, because a lot more people, I get emails from people all the time that are having these situations come upon them and they don't know quite what to do with it. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Garnet Schulhauser. When we return, we will come back to listen to more of his story and make some shift happen.
to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Have you ever tried maca? Meet my friends at the Maca Team. They are dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free maca supplements on the market. Their high-potency maca products have a vast array of health benefits and will make the perfect gift for that special person this holiday season. Use maca in your shakes, baking, herbal teas, and much more. Visit drpatspicks.com today to see our holiday offers and specials.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my very special guest today, fellow Canadian Garnet Schulhauser, who is the author of two books, Dancing on a Stamp and what is the other one, Garnet?
Dancing Forever with Spirit.
Ah, yeah, I love that. That's beautiful. And that book, did you just finish writing that book?
No, that book was released in at the end of March of this year, of 2015.
Oh, okay.
So it's been out for about 6 months or so.
I noticed that when I was on Facebook one day that your books were number one on Amazon. Tell me about that. Which books?
Well, the Amazon ratings are changed every hour, so it varies. Sometimes they're up high and sometimes not so high. But yeah, I've been in some good spots over the last 6 months, and I hope to keep on doing that. But you know, it depends on when you actually dial into the rankings to see where I am. I could be really high or
yeah,
not so high.
Yeah, I understand that because I just published a book too. So yeah. I get it. I would like for you to share your contact information if you would like to with our listeners so that if anyone wants to, you know, reach you, talk about your book, that they can get a hold of you or where they can get a hold of your books.
Well, the best source of information is my website, Colette, which is garnetschulhauser.com. That's hard to remember, I acknowledge. So if people Google Dancing on a Stamp, which is my name of my first book, if you Google that, you'll get to my website. On my website, there's information about both of my books. You can download a free excerpt of each book, watch a book video for the books, and there are buy links on my website where you could just click on it and you get into all the popular online stores like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Chapters, Indigo, and so on. And just click on there and you get right to the spot where you can buy them. You can also dial into my social media sites there like Facebook, Google, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. So there's lots of information there. My email contact information is there on my website, and I'd be happy to hear comments or questions from any of your listeners, Colette.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And I understand that you actually have a free gift for some lucky person. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure how many copies that you had promised them, but I'm giving away copies of my free copies of my books.
Well, what I had received from you was that you were giving a package of one of the two books to someone. And how would you like to, what do they need? Like, it'll be, the first person that reaches you, or what? How would you like to work that?
Well, how do you usually like to work that, Colette? What's best for you?
Yeah, we could just say if you are listening right now and you would like to receive a free copy of each of Garnet's books, he has graciously said that he will provide one lucky listener right now with that. And so you could email Garnet. Garnet, just give them your email address to where they can email you. And the first email you receive, that'll be the person. How's that?
That sounds good. So my email address is contact@garnetschulhauser.com, and I'll spell the last part for you. It's GARNETSCHULHAUSER.com. So contact@garnetschulhauser.com. So the first one that contacts me will get a copy of each of my books.
Thank you so much. That was so generous of you. So now I read your book, Dancing on a Stamp, and I really enjoyed it. Tell us about your first encounter with Albert.
Well, it was, as you mentioned in introducing me, it was back in 2007. I was still practicing law in Calgary, and I was walking down the street one sunny afternoon in May, just to get some fresh air. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a homeless man just jumps out in front of me. And I hadn't seen him coming. I don't know where exactly he came from, but he seemed to just almost materialize out of the air and just stood in front of me. And he looked like a typical homeless man, Colette. He had like long, greasy hair and scraggly beard and dirty slept-in clothes. So he very much looked like many of the homeless people I'd seen on that street previously. And my usual tactic was to just do a quick sidestep and go around them. But this man was different because he had these amazing, dazzling blue eyes that sparkled like there was like two little blue stars, shining at me from the middle of his forehead. And so his gaze was really quite amazing because it was doing two things. First of all, he seemed to be penetrating deep within me, like he was looking down into the depths of my soul. And I sensed that he knew everything about me, everything I'd ever said or done in my life. He knew my hopes and aspirations, my fears and anxieties, and even my deepest and darkest secrets. And I don't know how he knew this because we had never met before. I'd never seen this guy before. But I didn't feel violated in any sense because at the same time, his eyes were sending me this wave of pure unconditional love that was just infusing my whole body with an amazing sense of peace and security and a sense of well-being like I'd never, ever experienced before. So that feeling made me just stand there and I was like a deer caught in the headlights.
And what were his main revelations to you? What was his purpose?
Once we sort of got down and to starting our dialogue, he revealed early on to me that his name was Albert, and that his he was really one of my spirit guides. And he told me that he had come here to answer my questions because I had been asking a lot of questions over, throughout my life, all the usual ones like, who am I? Why am I here? What's my life's purpose? and what happens to me when I die. So he came, he said, to answer my question. So we had a dialogue that went on for several months. His main revelations, Colette, first of all, in answer to who am I, and you will not be surprised by this answer. He said, well, I'm an eternal soul just like everyone else. We were formed by the source or God, as some people would refer to it. We have an eternal life. We'll go on forever. We're really part of the source, and we're connected to the source and to everybody else around us. So that's really who we are. Why am I here? He said that before I was born, I was on the spirit side, which is really our home, because on the spirit side, we're all like beings of energy, and that's really our true home. And we incarnate here because we want to learn and experience things that that we need for our evolution as souls. And so Earth is on the dense plane, and so we, before we come here, we choose the circumstances of our life so that we can learn things that we need or that we feel we need for our evolution. So we come here because we chose to come here. No one forced us to come here. No one directed us to take a particular life. We chose it for ourselves. So before we're born, we prepare a life plan, Colette, and that's just that's sort of a broad blueprint of what we want to encounter in our proposed lives. And so that will include things like the place we're going to be born, the identity of our parents, the name that we will have, the identity of our siblings and friends and coworkers and spouses, the first language we'd learn, so all of those essential things, and we set that out very deliberately with a goal in mind to experience things that we want to experience. But as he says, that does not predetermine everything in our lives, because once we're born, we're not allowed to remember what's in our life plan. Or even
yeah, that's the problem, hey?
that's the big problem. We're not allowed to remember any of this. And because we have free will to take actions and make decisions, then he said, we're often going to stray off the course we had planned. And he said, not to worry. That's just part of a human life on Earth, is that we're always going to stray off course. Our guides are always there trying to coax us back onto the path that we had proposed for ourselves, but we don't always hear those messages. So that's why a life on Earth is such a challenging life, because we don't remember where we came from or what we had planned. And so it's as Albert has told me, the Earth school is one of the toughest schools in the universe, and that we should all be very, give ourselves a pat on the back for being very courageous for actually coming here and incarnating as a human to walk the Earth.
Yeah, and especially you look at some of the people on this earth, that the path that they apparently chose before they came here, and you wonder why on earth, pardon the pun, but why on earth would we choose to have a life that would be so challenging, to be, in this position. You look at some of the places on Earth that were, that are war torn, and different situations where children are born, into a life where there may be learning disabilities or other problems like that, or maybe cerebral palsy, all these different things, these very challenging life, life journeys for people, and then wondering, why would someone choose to have a more challenging beginning in their life? And, we're going to take a quick break again here right now. And when we come back, I would really, really love to hear what Albert has to say about that, about why there's those of us that choose more challenging beginnings than others, and then, and why that would be. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And, it's a pleasure to have Garnet Schulhauser on the show. We'll be right back to hear the rest of his story. We'll be right back.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat. I love the Maca team. If you've never tried Maca, you're going to love what they are doing. Maca is a root vegetable that grows at altitudes above 13,000 feet in the Andes Mountains. As a family-run company of true Maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality Maca products at fair prices. They are happy to be the first company anywhere to offer red, black, and premium maca extracts in a GMO-free glycerin base. These extracts are incredibly high quality, potent, and very convenient. Herbal extracts have been used for thousands of years to help maintain and improve health. Some of the advantages of using fresh herbal extracts are freshness and shelf life, fast-acting benefits, and ease of use. Just drop them into that smoothie. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Garnet Schulhauser here with me today. We are not taking calls today because Garnet has a really interesting story to tell, and I want to give him the time to let us know what his story is. So, Garnet, we were just talking before the break about, you know, how we come in, and I was asking you to please let us know what Albert, your spirit guide, says. Why is it that some of us choose a really challenging beginning to our lives?
Well, Albert says that all souls are on a different journey. Like there's no two journeys that are exactly the same. And so every soul has had different past lives, has done different things previously. And so that sort of dictates a bit sort of where they are in terms of their own evolution. And so some souls will choose very challenging circumstances, like you mentioned, like a child being born with a physical or a mental handicap or an illness or whatever. And you could look at that person and say, well, no, why would a soul want to choose such a horrible beginning, you know, to their lives? And Albert says the answer is the soul did choose that. They had their own very good reasons. And maybe that soul was quite far advanced along in terms of the spiritual evolutionary ladder, and so they could undertake a more difficult life on Earth. And sometimes people who have very cushy lives, they may be new to the Earth plane, they don't have quite enough experience to deal with the harsh realities of some of the lives that the humans have on Earth, and so they take an easier life. So it really depends on where the soul is in terms of their evolution and what they want to experience. But he says, you know, no matter how horrible it may seem for a human life, when you look at some people around us or in the world and the news, you know, every evening, he said that it's not as much of a hardship as you think, because a human life on Earth, even if it may go on for 80 years, is just a blink of an eye to the people on the spirit side, because there's no linear time. And so so if a soul is undertaking a very harsh life, they will just think, okay, well, I'm going to go and do it. I'll be back here home before you know it. It's no big deal. It's just an adventure. And no matter what happens to me on Earth, no matter how many mistakes I make or how many wrong turns I take, I'm always going to end up back in the spirit side when my physical body dies. So it's like for them, it's like a short-term adventure, even though to us on Earth, 80 years seems like a long time. But that's his answer.
Wow, cool. And, you know, you wrote in your second book, I haven't had a chance to read that book yet, but I plan to, is Dancing Forever with Spirit. And I have watched an interview with you talking about this book, and you had a series of astral adventures that you took with Albert. You know, how did that happen? How did that come about?
Well, after my initial dialogue with Albert, which resulted in my first book, Dancing on a Stamp, he disappeared out of my life for a while. And then one night I woke up in my bed and I saw this ghost-like ethereal figure standing in the doorway of my bedroom. And as it got closer, I could see it was my old friend Albert in this homeless man disguise, but he was in astral form. And I said, you know, hi, Albert, what brings you here? And he said, I'm going to take you on a series of astral travels with me, because I believe a picture is worth 1,000 words. And I'm going to take you to see things and to meet people and to talk to spirits. And I want you to write about what you see and what you've heard in your second book. And so I said, well, you know, I guess okay. And so he just sort of literally reached out and grabbed my astral hand, pulled my astral body out of my physical body. And then he just said, follow me. And we just sort of rose up through the ceiling, up through the clouds, and hovered at a high point above our beautiful planet Earth, where I could sort of turn back and look at it and see this beautiful, our planet is really quite beautiful, especially when seen from space. And so he let me linger there for a while, and then he said, okay, come on, I'm going to take you to the spirit side. And we went towards this, it was like a shimmering doorway sort of floating in space. It was all dark on the other side. And as soon as I stepped through past the entrance, I found myself in this beautiful, incredibly beautiful meadow. It was like lush green grass and tall, majestic trees and many clumps of wildflowers resplendent in 1,000 different colors. And it was quite an amazing scene. And that was the beginning of my first trip to the spirit side.
Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, for those of people that are, you know, have not had that experience of astral travel, do you want to just explain a little bit, like, what that felt like? Because I know at times I've gone astral traveling. And, you know, sometimes you wake up before you're back in your body. Have you ever had that happen?
No, it hasn't happened. With Albert appearing, that was the first time I've ever astral traveled.
You know, okay.
I'd read about other people doing it. So I never ever done it myself that I remember anyway. So it was the first time. I was a little apprehensive. I felt very light, just like there was no, I had no weight at all. And of course, when you're in astral form, you can pass through walls and ceilings and whatever else, solid objects, because there's you just sort of float right through it. So it was really quite a different experience. I was a bit concerned about whether I would get back to my body, mm-hmm. because when I first left, I just turned around and my physical body is still asleep in my bed. But I felt confident with Albert. I didn't think he was going to lead me astray. And so after the first adventure, he brought me back to my bedroom, and I just sort of slid back into my body. And then the next thing I know, I woke up, it was in the morning, back in my body, and I remembered everything that I had experienced and seen very vividly, incredibly vividly. It was very lucid. And so that was sort of the story with every astral trip. I never knew when Albert was going to come. He wouldn't give me any forewarning, but he would just suddenly show up and he'd say, come on, we're going somewhere. And he always had an agenda. He always had a place in mind to take me. So it wasn't, he didn't do it to entertain me. He was doing it to show me things that he wanted me to write about in my book. So that's my experience with astral traveling.
And Did he explain to you why he disappeared for, like, how long did you, after you wrote Dancing on a Stamp, how long was it that you kind of weren't in contact with him?
Well, I think it was probably several months. I didn't keep track of it, but it was didn't seem to be that long. He explained to me that he's one of my one of my spirit guides, and of course they're always watching over us, and they're always with us. And he said, well, he wasn't really gone, but he said he needed to give me time to, you know, write my book and prepare for the next sort of segment. So it was sort of his choice that he thought he would come to me again when he thought I was ready. And so it was like, it might have been like 4 or 5 months in between, and then all of a sudden he showed up, and he wanted to give me a break, I guess, from the first go around after writing my first manuscript, and then he came back into my life. So,
and how long did it take you to write your first manuscript?
Well, my first manuscript took me about a year.
But you were still practicing law.
Yeah, no, actually, I didn't start it until after I had retired. I met Albert in 2007. I retired about a year later, 2008. And I didn't really start it until about a year or so later. And I, you know, I didn't really get at it. I was still sort of debating in my mind whether I'd actually do it or not, because I wrote the book because Albert had asked me to write the book. But I'd never written a book before, and I wasn't sure that I really wanted to do it. But he was very persuasive. And so he kept sort of gently telling me that, yes, I needed to write this book. And so finally I caved. And so it was, I started a little bit at first, and then I sort of left it. And then when I really got serious about it, it took me about a year to finish it. And then I went and sought a publisher. The second book actually was, it took me about half the time, it took me about 6 months to write. And my third book, which will be released in early 2016, took me about 6 months as well. So I'm getting better at it in terms of writing.
Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
Exactly.
So tell us about your journey to the water planet. Is it Proteus?
Yes, Proteus,
Proteus, and the animal and human abuse you saw here on Earth.
Yeah, well, this is after I had gone to the spirit side for the first time, and then Albert and I met with the Council of Wise Ones, and they gave me a message to take back to humanity, which is in my second book. And then Albert took me to this water planet. He is many light years away from Earth. Beautiful planet from space, looked a lot like Earth, except it was covered entirely in oceans. And so we dropped down through the clouds and underneath the surface of the ocean. And there, the sea life, the plants and the coral and the fish and all the other sea life looked very similar to what I had encountered on Earth. And so then he then took me towards a large coral reef, and there I met with a humpback whale and a dolphin. And they tell me that that most of the sea life that we have on Earth was originally seeded from their planet Proteus a long time ago by extraterrestrials. So that's why the sea life looks so familiar. So, and what they told me, their message for me was that they stay in telepathic contact with their cousins on Earth, the whales and dolphins on Earth. And they didn't like the messages they were getting from their cousins, because the dolphins and whales on Earth were very distressed at all the abuse that they were taking from humans over the years, being hunted, trapped, and killed, and imprisoned in water parks. And they really said, you know, we just want to live in peace and harmony with our fellow humans. Why are they abusing us? They couldn't understand us. They really wanted it to stop. So that's the message that they wanted me to take back to my fellow humans.
Hear, hear for that. Let's, be in a position here to listen to this one, that, you know, the dolphins and the whales are our very intelligent beings. I did have Michael Heisen on my show, and also Hannah Laura, who are people who, you know, commune with dolphins and whales. And, you know, this is something that it's good to be more aware of, is that the animals on this planet are, you know, some people feel that they are here for our, for us to use in whatever way we want. And, you know, that is absolutely not the truth. So I'm glad that, you know, it's interesting that this is where he took you to show us all this in your, and that you could write about it and share this with people. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with everyone out there and share this information. I want to say that I also have a book that's out, and it's out now, called The Truth is Funny. Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. A word of caution, though, this book, if you're not wanting to better your life in every way, this book will trigger the shift out of you. We will be right back after this break.
Word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Learn with Shelley. That's SHELLEY.com.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have a very special guest with me here today, Garnet Schulhauser, who is an author talking about his books talk about the meeting he has had with his spirit guide, Albert. And Garnet, I just wanted you to share your contact information and where people can buy your books with our listeners one more time.
Sure. Well, the best source of information is my website, Colette, which is garnetschulhauser.com, which is kind of hard to remember. But if you Google Dancing on a Stamp, which is my first book, you'll get to my website. There you can get information about both of my books. You can download free excerpts, watch book videos. There are buy links there to all the popular online bookstores like Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Chapters Indigo. And you can just click on there and get right to where you can buy my books. You can also dial into my social media sites there, like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google Plus, to get more information about what's going on in with me and with my books. My website or my email address is there as well. I'd be happy to hear comments or questions from any of your listeners. And if your favorite bricks and mortar bookstore does not have my books, they can certainly order it for you. So that's sort of two sources: bricks and mortar stores and the online stores.
Awesome. All right, we got to hear about now. I want you say that Albert took you to visit an ascended civilization in the New Earth. What did you see?
Well, yeah, it was it was basically our planet Earth in a higher vibrational dimension. So a higher vibration atmosphere, place where our planet exists contemporaneously with our current planet. There he took me to visit a civilization. They were very very sort of laid back, happy civilization. They had they were the ancestors of a civilization that has ascended from Earth long time ago. That ancient civilization had been on our Earth in Central America, and they had basically lived a fairly easy life without any not a lot of crime. They didn't harm one another. Very peaceful existence with nature, and one day they discovered that there was a barbarian army encroaching on their territory. Because this civilization had no weapons, had no need for weapons, they had no way of defending themselves. They were in a bit of a bind, and so they sort of their spiritual leaders appealed to the good spirits on the other side for help. They were given a plan whereby they got everyone to sort of do a very deep meditation, and then on the command of ascend by one of the leaders, the entire village basically ascended up to the higher vibrational plane where the New Earth exists. And so the people I met with were the descendants of these people who had done a mass ascension.
And so and the New Earth is this something that, it's kind of interesting, like, because of the what's going on our Earth right now. It's just interesting to me, like, was there a time frame put on this? Like, how can we get there?
In fact, it's something that we can all do. Albert says it's just a matter of we have to raise our vibrations sufficiently so that we can match our vibrational rate with that of the New Earth. And because you can't sort of, with lower vibrations, you can't sort of get there. You have to match your vibrations to the New Earth. How do you do that? Discard your negative emotions and fully embrace love and compassion. And if you can sort of totally do that, totally embrace love and discard all of your negative emotions, you can get your vibrations raising up high enough that you'll just automatically ascend to the New Earth. So every one of us can do it. We can do it individually. Some people have done it in groups, like I mentioned, this civilization I met. And so it's open to every one of us. But the big challenge is, of course, is to get rid of our negative emotions. And as you know, those run rampant on our planet, especially these days with what the violence that's going on, the terrorist acts. We really have to get rid of our negative emotions. And that's really the goal that we have to try to achieve. And if we can, we'll go up to the New Earth, which is really quite a lovely place.
And so you also were speaking of another planet that had spider creatures on it. What was that about?
Well, he took me. This was a planet sort of many light years away. He just wanted to show me that there are very intelligent, really developed races in our galaxy, other than our own, and some of them are way more advanced than ours. So he took me to this planet. It was near a giant red star, many light years away. And we went to an underground city there, and there we met some very intelligent creatures who reminded me of spiders. They were very intelligent, very developed, and we communicated by telepathy, and they demonstrated to me that their job was to monitor all the planets in our galaxy to determine which ones were capable of harboring life. And once they had found those planets, they'd report that to the Galactic Council, which oversees all the seeding of life in our galaxy. And then the Galactic Council would arrange for some of the ET races that had faster than light spacecraft to take some life from an existing planet and move it over to the new planet that was going to be seeded with life. And so that was their job, of sort of coordinating of all of this. And they said that Earth had been seeded with life through that process a long time ago, and they still continue to monitor what was going on Earth. So it is really Albert saying, look, there's a lot of very intelligent races out there, and a lot of them are really pulling for us and trying to help us get over the hump so that we can sort of move up the spiritual ladder before we destroy ourselves. So that was just one example. So it was very, these people were very wise, very benevolent, and they had nothing but the best of intentions for humans on Earth.
Awesome. Like the, there's a lot of controversy, I guess, around ETs and sort of a fear around that. And so it's, many, many people have these experiences. Many, many people are not brave enough to talk about them. So thank you for talking about them. People contact me quite often with stories where they have had, contact with other beings, and they are, too afraid to speak of this. And I really want to thank you for, being there and speaking of this. And before we end this show, I would just like to say, what does Albert say about the power of thought? What do we have as an individual? What can we do here?
Well, he says thoughts are really energy. They're just like waves of energy that fan out and affect other energy and mass in the universe. So that when you think, if you're having a conversation with yourself, or you're walking down the street, Colette, you're really having a conversation with the universe, because your thoughts fan out and they're affecting things. And he said focused thoughts are much more powerful than scattered thoughts. So just like a laser beam is much more powerful than a beam from a flashlight. And so it's really, we can do amazing things with our thoughts, but we really have to concentrate on focusing our thoughts and making them more powerful. And there have been a lot of people who have learned to do this very effectively. Some of the historical figures like Jesus Christ and Moses and some of the other people who perform miracles, they have learned how to focus their thoughts so they can manipulate matter and energy, and that's how they created their miracles. So he said that most of the time it's very advanced souls, masters who come on Earth who can do this, but he says it's open to all of us. If we learn to use more than 10% of our brains, someday we can all learn to do this, but that's a bit of ways off. But in the meantime, it's really important for us to focus our thoughts on what we really want to achieve.
Very good advice, Garnet. I have to say, it's just been a total pleasure to meet you and to have you on this radio show. And thank you so very much for your generosity in sharing your story, and also in providing the gift for the first person that emails you. And I wanted to say, thank you for being this beautiful spirit that is willing to share. If last words you would like to say to people here.
I'm just delighted to be on your show. You're a wonderful host, Colette. I'm happy to spread Albert's message to your listeners, and I hope that people will take it to heart. And please send me an email with comments or questions. I'd be happy to listen to all of it. And hopefully some people will see fit to read my books, and we can just go from there. So I'm really here to spread Albert's message. I'm just his messenger.
Awesome. Thank you once again, Garnet. Thank you to all the listeners. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you have been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We love to hear from you, too. You can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. Bye for now. Until next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.